Today we are looking at the boundary between student and a teacher. We're looking at this because it's in many ways unclear exactly what is a student and a teacher, if teachers always learn or always learn from their students and students can be teachers. So today we're gonna figure out exactly what is a student and a teacher and if the labels for a student and a teacher work as well. I am Chelsea Middlebrooks, and with us today we have a student from Science Leadership Academy, Logan Smith, to offer the student perspective of the boundary between students and teachers. What are your feelings towards school?
School is a place for you to learn something new and to get to know other cultures and to put yourself out there, because you have to get to learn how to work with other people in your life. So they start off with school, so you understand how you have to work together and that you need persistence and your passion to get something done.
So you get to learn who you are.
Basically. Well, who you are and how you react to other people. So you learn people.
Liked?
I loved my 8th grade teacher. She was really nice, and surprisingly, at the end of the school year, she like made up this whole rap about teaching. I don't remember the words exactly, but it was really cool, and it was really inspiring to start fresh next year in high school. Relationship? Because...
Wait, like established guidelines between the student and teacher?
Sometimes. To have those certain guidelines, but they can't be like severe. It's like you have someone that you respect. Like, they're not your fellow student, so you can't talk to them in a certain way. It's like your parents. You can't talk to them disrespectfully. So I think that guideline is like there's a difference between a teacher and your fellow student.
If we all learn new things every day and we share what we learned like through social media or just talking, then what exactly is a student and a teacher, since we do both in throughout the day?
I think everybody's a teacher, but you're specifically a student if you're learning something, not just like off the internet. You're like having someone actually stand ahead of you and start teaching you and helping you to understand, and they're giving you guidance. That's when you're a student, but everyone teaches everyone at a certain period of time.
But don't they say that teachers learn from their students?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make them students in general, because they're not like, it's hard to explain. They're not like, they're learning, yes, but it's probably little things. Like, when I think of a teacher, I think of someone standing ahead of you, and they're reading from like this book, and they have like this teacher degree, and they went to school for teaching. When a teacher learns from the student, it's not as big as that. Yes, they're teaching, but they're still the student.
Do you think the labels for student and teacher work?
No. I don't think you necessarily need a label. I think you should just have, not one together, but something different from student and teacher. Because everyone's a teacher, so why have that word when it's all of you? So I think you should still have a certain label so you can show respect to someone else. Because if there's no respect, then no one's gonna listen. So you need that definition, but you don't need the labels teacher and student.
Joining us now, we have a teacher from Science Leadership Academy, Matthew Kay, which is here to offer the teacher perspective of the boundary between students and teachers. Was it hard to start teaching? You started teaching when you were 22, right?
Yeah.
Was it hard to start teaching like that?
Well, I started here when I was 22. I started teaching as a career at 22, but I always say that I started teaching when I was around 15 or 16. Like, I was teaching at summer program. Every job I've ever been paid for ever has been teaching. So when some kids were like, my friends were working in like pizza shops and movie theaters and stuff like that, I was teaching. I was teaching at summer programs or teaching at my church or teaching at like, and so, but my first, I was 22, I was fresh out of undergrad when I started. First at Del Valle for four months or so, and then here.
Was it hard to start teaching at like such a young age?
Me too. But I always say that I started teaching when I was around 15 or 16. Like I was teaching at summer program. Every job I've ever been paid for ever has been teaching. So when some kids were like, my friends were working in like pizza shops and movie theaters and stuff like that, I was teaching. I was teaching at summer programs or teaching at my church or teaching at like, and so, but my first, I was 22, I was fresh out of undergrad when I started. First at Del Valle for four months or so, and then here.
Was it hard to start teaching at like such a young age?
No.
Like, did you feel inexperienced?
No. At Del Valle, and that's why I point out that I'd been teaching for a long time. A little bit more of the problems that first year teachers normally face. Mm-hmm. But here I did not, face as much because I've been doing it for a while and the kids are here. The kids here are no problem at all. And so, nah, it wasn't that hard. It was probably an advantage being young.
What do you think about the student and teacher relationship, just in general?
All right, so that's super broad, but
yeah.
I think that it is. Are you talking about mine, like what I try to have with students?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not a big. They tell a lot of teachers in undergrad like don't smile till December. Be real mean. Be like to bring, and there's. Or there's conflicting messages that say, from media, and we're writing about this now, media holds up the cool teacher as something to aim for. There's movies made about the cool teacher, and there's all sorts of dogma around being the cool teacher. And I think neither one of those things is right, as far as relationship with kids. Like, I think that treat kids like human beings. And so treat kids as people who are, if you really sit and meditate on the idea that kids are trapped in your classroom and can't leave, like if you really sit and meditate that it's rude for them to get up and leave and they have to stay there, then if you're not trying your damnedest to be interesting, then something's wrong with you. Like they can't go anywhere. And so I've always thought that, you know, man, it might be from me being bored in the school and stuff like that, but I've always thought that I'm gonna try to relate to everyone how I feel like they might want to be related to, because they don't have the option of leaving my room. When I'm teaching, they have to be there. If they leave, they get in trouble. If they leave, people call them mean or rude or disrespectful or insert things. Whereas adults rarely have to stay in rooms that they don't wanna stay in. For as long as we make kids stay in rooms we don't wanna stay in. Kids have to ask for permission to go to the bathroom. Kids have to ask permission to take out food. Kids have to, like, they're trapped there. And so if they're trapped there, I might as well make it as interesting as possible. So I might as well relate to them as much as they want to. Some kids don't want to be friendly, so I don't force them to be friendly to me. Like, some kids don't want to know me as anything more than the person who teaches them English, and I don't make them know me anymore. But a kid who's interested in talking sports with me, I'll talk sports with them because we're both human beings. Like, if the kid's interested in sharing a poem that they wrote or something like that, then, or telling a story and good news about their little sister or brother or something like that, then they're human beings, and I would want someone to listen to my story, so I listen to their story. So, but to me, you don't be mean teacher who pretends that they're not human. You don't be cool teacher who tries everything to be the best person in their lives. You try to be in the middle and just treat them like a person.
What exactly is a student and a teacher? Like, because you said that you were teaching from a young age, mm-hmm. but you were also a student.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly is a student and a teacher? Like, what separates them if you can teach as a student?
Well, I think not as much separates them as what we think separates them. Like, any teacher who's quit being a student is probably going to be a pretty bad teacher. And any student who never gets the opportunity to be a teacher is probably never going to be as fired up about being a student as they can be. And I think we forget that sometimes. Like, especially the second one. The first one is kind of obvious, but yet people have problems with it. Like, every teacher should always be learning, and they should be learning from their admins and their students and their friends and books, and they should be learning and getting better. Students, but people don't think about it as much as students should have the opportunity to teach when they can. That's why I'm so big on discussion. The kids get to learn from each other. Kids get to teach the teacher stuff, and that makes them feel more empowered. Like, this thing is a conversation, not just something where they're trapped and they have to just listen to someone.
So, do you think the labels of teacher and student work?
Yeah. I'm not so much of a hippie to think that we have to throw away all labels. I think that, yeah, I get paid to be the teacher. So-and-so has to be the student. Like, I don't think anything's wrong with the label. I feel like people should understand that teachers should be learners too, and students should be teachers too.
Thank you for joining us today on this segment for this month, Just Crossing Boundaries. Today we've been discussing the boundary between students and teachers. We had Matthew Kay and Logan Smith both speak on the issue, and we've been able to form our own conclusions. So this is me signing off. Have a wonderful, pleasant, and amazing day.